Sidra. They'd been at the Shimmerquick celebration for 2 hours and 3 minutes, but Sidra had decided 46 minutes prior that she liked alcohol. It had no cognitive effect on her, but there was such an incredible variety of concoctions to choose from, and they all triggered separate images. As her companions and their friends got ever louder and happier, she enjoyed someone else's memories of boats, fireworks, rainbows. She wasn't sure how much she enjoyed alcohol's effect on other sapients, though. Most of their behavior was cute, even endearing. Blue had told her how glad he was that she had come to them, which was very gratifying to hear, though it lost some of its impact by the third or fourth time. Pepper was loud, but not as loud as her friend Gidge, who had crossed over from smart to sloppy. The sapients milling near their table were all various shades of inebriated as well. Relieved as Sidra had been to get a corner seat, she had reached a point where the desire for different input outweighed the comfort gained by staying put. She excused herself and walked along the edge of the party, holding half a glass of Soep Sunset between both the kit's hands, staying as close to the outer wall as she could. She would have liked to put her back to it and shuffle along sideways like a crab, but that wasn't how humans moved. There was a good chance that if she had walked that way, she'd just be assumed to be drunk or high or both. But no, avoiding attention was the smarter call. The booths near the wall were less crowded than those in the middle of the pavilion. She passed by vendors selling light pins, cheap trinkets, and chilled cups of roe, until she came to a tucked-away booth, wreathed with strands of white glow bulbs and floating pixel confetti. "Get some ink," a handwritten sign read. "Can accommodate all... most species." Inside sat an Ilyuan woman, tracing a whirring implement over her customer's arm. The patterned fabric around her waist and legs was dark shawn gray, ornately wrapped in an intricate knot. Like the rest of her kind, she was covered in glitter from head to toe, but underneath that, every bit of her finely scaled skin was tattooed. Unlike much of the body art Sidra had seen since she arrived at the port, the Ilyuan's ink was static, apparently free of nanobots. A tangled forest covered her chest, full of hidden animals and reaching vines. A multitude of images and symbols laced their way down her arms, explosions of spirals and circles, a map of central space, a wreath of multi-species hands pressing palms. When the Ilyuan turned to make an adjustment in her work, Sidra could see writing on the back of her head, something in ancient Ilyuan text. Sidra had the modern Ilyuan alphabet installed, but nothing from antiquity. She captured the image and added it to the list of things to download. The Ilyuan subject was a female Andrisk, looking entirely unconcerned by the harsh-looking machinery rubbing over her scales. Comparing this woman's face to the other partygoers she'd seen that night, Sidra found it likely that she'd been smoking smash. She wondered if the Andrisk would change her mind about the Ilyuan's handiwork once the drug wore off. "You looking for ink?" the Ilyuan said, never taking an eye off the Andrisk, or just looking. She held a long, curved pipe between her teeth, which smoldered undisturbed as words emanated from the talk box in her throat. The pipe contained a popular Ilyuan vice known in Klip by the simple name of tall flower, or tease, as she'd heard Pepper call the stuff. Apparently the smoke smelled wonderful to humans, but had no effect on them. "Just looking," Sidra said. "If I'm bothering you..." The Ilyuan's cheeks ebbed friendly blue. "Not at all." She waved Sidra over. "I'd love some company, and I promise she doesn't mind an audience. She doesn't mind much of anything right now." Sidra sat the kit down in an empty chair beside the Ilyuan. The Andrisk lolled her head toward them, flashed a stupid smile, then went back to wherever she'd been before. Smoke shot silently out the Aeluon's small nostrils. Her talkbox laughed in tandem. See, most species I wouldn't work on when they're this gone. But Andrisk's shed. If this is a mistake for her, it's a temporary one. The Andrisk spoke, but her words were lost before they got past her teeth. Whatever you say, friend, the Aeluon said. She shrugged at Sidra. I don't speak much, Reskitkish, do you? Sidra paused. Humans who spoke Reskitkish were rare, and revealing that she was indeed fluent might invite questions she couldn't safely answer. There was no way around this one, though. I do, she said, but I couldn't understand her. Well, unless she said, please stop using yellow, I'm going to assume everything's fine. She pointed at her subject's scales. You know anything about scale dyeing? No. Sidra had no references on that custom, but she was very interested. An inky spiral pattern was emerging, blossoming outward in a sort of mandala. The Aeluon continued working and smoking, speaking easily as she went. Species with softer skin, like you and me, we can retain ink down in the dermis indefinitely, but Andrisks are a whole different deal. Because they shed? That, and, I mean, look at this. She tapped one of the scales. The stuff their scales are made of isn't terribly different from this. She took one of the kit's hands and rubbed the thumbnail. You can't get an ink gun down into keratin, not easily, so this, she gestured with the dyeing implement, is just a glorified paintbrush. Gives her scales a nice, quick, even coating. How long does it last? About 6-10 days. Or less than that, if she's due to shed. Not so long that she'll mind if she sobers up and hates it. She popped an empty cartridge out of the implement, slipped in a silver one, and continued. I'm Tack, by the way, she said. Sidra. Tack gave her an Aeluon smile. Tall flower smoke drifted up around her face. She pressed the tool against a clean scale, inundated it with dye. It caught the light of the nearby glow bulbs. How many different techniques do you know? Sidra asked, thinking of the sign out front. My specialty's modern Aeluon style, but I also know how to do bots and temporary stuff like this. She nodded at the Andrisk. Most of my business comes from people who want bot art, actually. It's pretty popular, especially for spacers. Everybody wants to say they got ink on Coriel. Apparently that means something out there. I don't know. I never lived anywhere else, except for university. Sidra considered. You don't use bots on yourself. Not like you mean. I don't have any moving art on me, true. But there are bots here, she said, trailing a finger down one of the stylized trees branching across her flat, bare chest. They just don't move. Then why have bots at all? They help maintain the integrity of the line work when my skin grows or shrinks. Keeps the edges from blurring. Why don't you use moving ones? Tack made a face. Because they drive me nuts. Aeluons. I mean, I don't mind bots on other species. I can talk to a human who's swirling from head to toe, no problem. But on an Aeluon, that'd be a nightmare. Keep in mind, she pointed at one of her cheeks. Oh, Sidra said, of course. A color-changing tattoo during a color-changing conversation would be an enormous distraction. I'd imagine that'd be annoying. Confusing, mostly. And honestly, when I first started inking, it took me a while to get used to it with other species. I did a gorgeous nebula across this human's back once. All these rich purples and deep, deep blues, swirling real slow. Art-wise, it looked fantastic, but combined with skin, I kept feeling like his back was pissing at me. Purple means angry, see? Tak's cheeks rippled. She looked amused. What about you? Got any ink? No. Just not your thing? No, I... Sidra paused, not wanting to insult this woman's profession. I don't quite understand it. You mean, why people do it? I suppose so. Tak rocked her head in thought, adjusting her pipe. Depends on the person. I mean, just about every species mods themselves somehow. Quellen brand their shells. Harmagians shove jewelry through their tendrils. My species and yours have both been tattooing for millennia. If you're interested in different cultural practices, there's a great collection of essays called Through the Surface on Body Art Traditions by Species. It's by Kirish Tekshereket. Have you read any of her work? Sidra added a note to her list. I haven't, no. Oh, she's fantastic. Highly recommend it. But back to your question, why do people do it? I've always thought of it as a way to get a little more in touch with your body. The kit leaned forward. Really? Yeah. Your mind and your body. Two separate things, right? Sidra directed all her processing power to the conversation at hand. Right. Except not. Your mind comes from your body. It's born out of it. And yet, it's a wholly independent thing. Even though the two are linked, there's a disconnect. Your body does stuff without asking your mind about it, and your mind wants stuff that your body can't always do. You know what I mean? Yes. Stars, did she ever? So, tattooing. You've got a picture in your mind, then you put it on your body. You make a hazy imagining into a tangible part of you. Or, to flip it around, you want a reminder of something, so you put it on your body where it's a real, touchable thing. You see the thing on your body, you remember it in your mind. Then you touch it on your body, you remember why you got it, what you were feeling then, and so on and so on. It's a reinforcing circle. You're reminded that all these separate pieces are part of the whole that comprises you. The Aeluan laughed at herself. Or is that too fluffy? No, Sidra said. She was intensely focused, as if she were plugged into the linkings. There was an Andrisk gesture that captured this feeling perfectly. Tresha. Someone seeing a truth in you without being told. No, that sounds wonderful. Tak lifted the gun away from the Andrisk and took out her pipe. She looked Sidra in the eye, studying her. Tell you what, she said after 3 seconds. She tapped her wrist patch against Sidra's. Sidra registered a new download, a contact file. You ever want to take the plunge? I'd love to assist. Thank you, Sidra said. She held the contact file at the forefront of her pathways for a moment, feeling like Tak had given her a gift. Would you mind if I kept watching you work for a while? Not at all. Tak placed the pipe back in her mouth, unruffled by the unexpected audience. It was a good thing, Sidra thought, to know your craft so well that an extra pair of eyes made little difference. Sidra remembered her drink and took a sip. A bird, black as night, beating its powerful wings through the dawn. Tak worked over the scales, yellow, silver, white, yellow, silver, white. She exhaled smoke. It cast shadows. Sidra took another sip. A bird, black as night, beating its powerful wings through the dawn. Tak continued, yellow, silver, white. As for the Andrisk, she said nothing at all.